అఖండం సచ్చిదానందం అవాంగ్ మనసగోచరం ఆత్మానమఖిలాధారం ఆశ్రయేభీష్ట సిద్ధయే.
పేజ్ నెంబర్ 13, టాపిక్ నెంబర్ 23.
నిగృహీతస్య మనసః శ్రవణాదౌ తదనుగుణ విషయే చ సమాధిః సమాధానం.
The author Sadananda, dealing with the second topic, that is the qualifications required to study this Vedanta Sara. In the first topic, he has given that first topic as Anubandha Chatushtaya. He has introduced the title of this text. What do you mean by Vedanta Sara? He has introduced in the first topic after Mangala Shloka. Then as a second topic, he has presented four points or four factors to write the book, that is called Anubandha Chatushtayam. Those four factors are Adhikari, Vishayaha, Sambandhaha and Prayojanam. In that, Adhikari means the qualified student. Adhikari means the qualified student. Who is the qualified student? He is enumerating. Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha Adhikari. The one who is having fourfold qualifications. Anubandha Chatushtayam lo, again Adhikari. In that Adhikari topic lo, again four qualifications. In that four qualifications, what is the first qualification? Vivekaha. Nityanitya Vastu Viveki is called a qualified student, a discriminative person, the one who is having Viveka. First qualification. Second qualification is Vairagyam, dispassion. ఇహ అముత్ర ఫలభోగ విరాగః. డిటాచ్డ్ ఆర్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ ఎనీ వరల్డ్లీ రిజల్ట్స్ ఆర్ పరలోక రిజల్ట్స్, హయ్యర్ లోకాస్, ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్. దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వైరాగ్యం. వాట్ ఈస్ ద థర్డ్ డి? ఫస్ట్ డి ఈజ్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్, సెకండ్ డి ఈజ్ డిస్పాషన్, థర్డ్ డి ఈజ్ discipline. In this discipline topic, again there are enumerate Shakta Sampatti. Shakta Sampatti is the third qualification, which has got six subdivisions. Padappa Marko, Tattva Bodha, if you complete, it is simple. Otherwise, koncham gadabida irukum. So, that Shakta Sampatti, sixfold wealth in Artham. What are they sixfold wealth? We were seeing Shama, mind control, 15 days gap. Let me just remind ourselves. Shama, mind control. Dhamma, sense control. Uparama, withdrawal of the senses from worldly objects. Worldly objects means which are not spiritually healthy, no? He is away from the which are spiritually unhealthy. That is called Uparama. Titiksha, tolerance. When the turbulent situations take place, a person has to develop tolerance. That is called Titiksha. Then the fourth one is Samadhanam. Shama, Dama, Uparama, Titiksha. Fifth one is Samadhanam. That's what we are seeing. Samadhanam means Nigrihitasya Manasaha. Once you have withdrawn your mind, Uparama, Shama, if you develop, what to do with that mind? You have to direct that mind into a proper channel. What is that? Nigrihitasya Manasaha. Shravanadau Tadanuguna Vishayecha Samadhi. Samadhi means Samyak Dhihi means fixing the mind on one point is called Samadhi or absorption. Fixing the mind on one object is called Samadhi. That alone is called Samadhanam. Fixing on what? Shravanadau. Listening to Shastra. If I sit in the class 5:30 to 6:30, you have to be in Samadhi, in the absorb. Shravana, Adipatat, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, etc., etc. Shravanadau are sharing with other colleagues the subject matter and reading, etc. Are writing, reading my own notes. How I have written in the Hari Hari class. No? Sometimes you do not know what we have written. So that is also is required. That is called Samadhanam Shravanadau or Tadanuguna Vishayena. Tadanuguna Vishaya means connected to that spiritual pursuit. Tadanuguna means Shravana Anugunam. Whatever subject I have received from my teacher, I am sitting and dwelling upon that. Or doing pranayama, or doing asanas, or doing meditation. These are all spiritual sadhanas only. Or some parayanam. They all come under tad anuguna vishayam. Tat chintanam, tat kathanam. Anyonya tat prabodhanam. This type of habit we have to develop. Only 1 hour in the class, afterwards, there is no adayalam. Vedantic students adayalame kadiyadanna. Appadi irukkudadu. 24 hours na minimum 22 hours Vedantic students, 2 hours playing our role. That's all. Maximum, predominantly, I have to express myself as a Vedantic student. My behavior, my talking with others, my interaction, and how I am dealing with that situation, all are connected to my learning, Shastra learning. Adi gnapam irukkanum manasukulla. Some people, they keep their study secret. Vedanta student ni yaarukku theriyakoodadhu. Like that, they keep themselves secret. Where they are going, what they are studying in. Tomorrow, if anything comes, they will question. You are going to Vedanta class. Like this, people will talk is unnecessarily. They don't want to others to know as a Vedantic student. So I should feel a privilege to be as a Vedantic student. Appadi irukkano. People are proud, they feel privileged, no? I am going to a club, I am going to gym, I am going to some other center, I am learning this and that and all. They are telling, why can't we say like that? I am a Vedantic student, I am going to Gita class, I am going to Vedanta classes. I am a student only. Nothing wrong in that. Innu perumaiya sollikano. We need not publicize, but we need not feel shy to say, I am a Vedantic student. I need not feel shy. I feel happy to say, because of Purojanma Punya, I became a Vedantic student. Adhe tadanuguna vishaye cha samadhihi. That is called samadhanam. That means remembering the teaching at the subconscious level all the time. Even though I am playing my role, I should not lose sight of who am I inside. I am a spiritual seeker, Vedantic student. I carry books, I carry pen, I carry pencil, even rubber also I carry. Handbag, everything, like a school going child, no? Boy or girl. I come to Gita class, Vedanta class. Like a student life, another at the age of 70. Okay. Doesn't matter. Nothing wrong in that. Pooja Swamiji was telling, lifelong you can study Shastra. There is Ananta Shastra, Bahuvedi Tavyam. There is so much to learn. There is no end to this. This Adhyatmika Vidya is so much to learn. Up to here we saw in the last class. And one more incidental point. Sannyasi, Sadanuguna Vishaya means Sannyasi is supposed to do Bhashya Parayanam. Oh, every day Gita Bhashyam Parayanam Pandanam. Upanishad Bhashyam Parayanam. Just like people chant Lalita Sahasranamam, Vishnu Sahasranamam regularly. Like that, this Sannyasi or Sannyasini has to chant, study Bhashyam. Tad Anuguna Vishayam. Japam. They have to do. There is a shloka. What to study? That shloka tells, Svashakopanishad Gite. Svashakopanishad Gite. Svashakha means, even Grihastha, who belongs to that Upanishad, Veda, Krishna Yajurvedi, Rigvedi, Samavedi. So the connected Upanishad, he has to study. Parayanam Pandanam. Every day. Whenever mantras or any slokas, when the teacher is quoting, everything should come in our mind. Namakinna, we don't, by heart at all, we do not know what sloka from which Upanishad. If you kantha patam panna, that is an advantage. So, he says, Svashako Upanishad Gite. Next, Vishnur Nama Sahasrakam. And he has to chant Vishnu Sahasranama every day. And Rudram Purusha Suktam Cha. Rudram, we can chant. Purusha Suktam, we can chant. Nityam Avartayet Grihi. This is for Grihastha. Sanyasi ki what I said? Bhashya Parayanam. Commentaries he has to study. Gita Bhashya Parayanam, Upanishad Bhashya Parayanam, Brahma Sutra Bhashya Parayanam. Even till today, in Haridwar, Rishikesh and all, the Kailash Ashram, they chant every day this Bhashya Parayanam. They have recitation of Bhashya. Even Mathams also, Kanchi Mathe, Sringeri Mathe, those Swamijis all day, till today they are doing that. That parampara they are continuing. Every matham, it is a tradition, traditional way of learning, chanting, recitation. Grihastha, he has to chant all these things. Rudram, Purusha Suktam, Vishnu Sahasranamam, Upanishad, mantras, and other chanting, even Lalita Sahasranamam, Purusha Suktam, all Nityam Avartayet. Nityam Avartayet means every day he has to do Avritti. Avartayet means Avritti. Repeatedly has to say every day. Avartayet Grihi. Now, next one we will read. 24th topic. So, among Shatka Sampatti we have completed 5. Chama, Dama, Uparama, Hitiksha, Shraddha. Samadhana. Shraddha, now it comes. The Sattva Bodha line, order he has seen here. We'll read.
Guru Padishta Vedanta Vakyeshu. Vishwasaham. Shraddha.
The fourth one among Shakta Sampatti qualification is required to a Vedantic student is Shraddha, faith. Even faith word is not exact translation for Shraddha. Shraddha is a beautiful word. It has a, you know, loaded meaning. It has got a loaded meaning. So Shraddha means I translate it as Shraddha. English translation, it is very very light translation. What is Shraddha? Guru Upadishta Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha. Vishwasam means Nambikai Anishalo. Vishwasam. Shastra is the primary source. Guru Upadishta means the teaching given by the teacher. Guru means the teacher. Upadishtam means whatever he taught. Shastra. Guru Upadishtam. What he is teaching here, not any Ramayanam, Bharatam, Puranam, Katha, Vedanta Vakyam, Mahavakyam, upon those Vedic statements, Vedanta Vakyeshu means, upon those Vedic statements, whatever my teacher says, that is final. I never try to prove those statements of my teacher by some other pramana. This my what my teacher said is right or wrong. Let me verify with some other source. The person should not do that. Real qualified student who is having Shraddha, total surrender to the teacher's statement. Whatever my teacher says, that is final. Teacher says means from that Shastra. There is no second thought. That is the first primary requisite for to get knowledge. Very difficult. That much Shraddha we require. Just as when my eyes, for example, my eyes sees a color. This clip color, orange color, kanakamram color. My eyes are getting knowledge. Okay? My eyes, through the eyes, my knowledge is what? This is a clip which is in orange color. This is knowledge, prama. So I trust my eyes. I have faith on my eyes. The eyes are called pramana. After seeing this clip, the color, I should not doubt my sense organs, the eyes. If I get a doubt, let me verify whether this is orange or not. Let me use my ears to know this orange color. And going for another pramana. This is what not having Shraddha anartham. Going for another pramanam, second pramanam, are a means to verify the previous knowledge. That means there is no Shraddha in the first knowledge. What I got through my eyes, that knowledge I have no faith anartham. Adi madri, when my guru reveals certain statements, I should not doubt. Let me verify. Let me verify how far they are true. If any student does like that student will never get moksha, will never get liberation. In spite of coming to classes many years, some students, not you are all good students, some students continue this type of doubt. Even though certain areas I am not able to swallow certain facts, my intellect is not able to grasp, but the benefit of doubt I will give to my teacher only. I never argue, I never question, and going near to the teacher, is there any scientific proof? Can you prove? There are students, some people ask like this. Shraddha karma, for example, if you do Shraddha karma, you get punya, your pitrus will bless you and chunna. Shastra says, Guru says. But the student suppose, not a student, some people ask, what is the proof? Your Shraddha tarpanam, that pindodakam, it goes to pitrus. What is the proof? I want a scientific proof. Whoever asks for a scientific proof for Veda Pramanam, he is a Shudraha. Even though he is a Dikshitar son, Even if he is a Bhikshudhar's son or Iyengar, Iyer's son, if he asks scientific proof for any Vedic statement, he is a Shudraha. A person who is having Shraddha will never ask for any secondary proof. Secondary Pramanam is a Pramanam. Secondary source is secondary. It is not primary source. Primary source is Veda Pramanam. Veda Pramanam coming through my Guru, that is primary source. How can I verify this primary source born knowledge through the secondary source? Primary source na I getting giving this knowledge is primary source. So I go for another source, secondary source, which cannot enter this field. Okay? This is called delusion. Secondary source is always secondary. Even we use secondary source, inference, anumana, pratyaksham primary source. This is direct knowledge. Pratyaksham. Primary source mulama, I got the knowledge. Secondary source is powerful or primary source is powerful? Primary is powerful. Primary means is powerful. Secondary is not powerful. Secondary is a helping source. That's all. Sarkar, Nyaya, philosophy, or any Mimamsa, whatever may be that statement, from the secondary source I receive, it is only a supportive, not a proving means. It is not a proof. That is called, Andalag primary source is Pramanam. Not searching for secondary source is called Shraddha. That's why you, whoever asks for scientific proof, you are Brahman. I want a scientific proof. And so, what do you say? Nobody can prove, give a scientific proof to show that you are Brahman. Because science cannot enter in this field. Science cannot enter. But nowadays, all youngsters, teenagers especially, they are asking for scientific proof for everything. If you do Abhishekam, it goes to the Lord when you say, I want scientific proof. Do Gayatri, you get lot of punya, brilliance. I want scientific proof. Ellathukku scientific proof. Because I am modern. I studied physics, metaphysics. Physics padichad, metaphysics padikaliye. Metaphysics na Vedanta. So physics cannot enter into metaphysics. Very, very difficult. That's why Nambinal எழுவதில்லை என்று சொல்லது. நம்பு ஃபர்ஸ்ட், டேக் இட் அண்ட் மேக் இட். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐ பிலீவ், டோட்டலி சரண்டர் டு மை டீச்சர்ஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். 99% ஆஃப் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஸ்வாலோவபிள் டு மீ, பிகாஸ் மை எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். மை டீச்சர் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் அட் ஆல் அக்செப்டபிள் டு மீ. ஒன்னும் புரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது. 1% தான் ஏதோ ஒத்துக்கிறேன். சன்னியாசி சுவாமினி ஏதாவது சொல்லி உட்கார்ந்துட்டேன், ரொம்ப நாள பழகி இருக்கேன், அதனால போயிட்டு இருக்கேன். ஆனாலும் அது சொன்னது எதுவுமே ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஆக்சப்ட். 98%, 97%, ஈவன் தோ அந்த 1% வச்சுட்டு நான் கண்டினியூ பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கணும் கிளாஸ். ஏன்னா எவ்வளவு சிரத்த இருக்கணும்னு பாருங்க. பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் த ஆல் பர்வேடிங் பிரம்மன். நான் ஆளு பர்வேடிங் தான் தெரியும், ஆளு பர்வேடிங் எப்படி தெரியும்? வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். What am I seeing the world is unreal, Vedanta says. What I am not seeing that Brahman is real, Vedanta says. Eppida swallow panna mudiyum? Shastra says, porumaya ukkaru class la. Edhukku waste of time? Adukulla or serial avadu paakalam na. Enna shraddha? Adha. All the best, next birth. Class ku sila per varuvaan. வந்து ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் செகண்ட் கிளாஸ்லயே அவுட், அவுட்னா நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வரமாட்டான். சம் பீப்புள் கம் அ லென்த் ஆஃப் டைம் ஸ்டில் தே ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிராஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் நெக்ஸ்ட் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் இஸ் கோயிங் டு சே தீவிர முமுக்ஷுத்வம் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். ஸ்ரத்தா இருக்கணும். ஹி இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் அதிகாரி. வாட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் இன் பகவத்கீதா, ஸ்ரத்தாவான் லபதே ஜானம். ஸ்ரத்தை இருக்கணும் அப்பா. ஸ்ரத்தை இல்லைன்னா ஜானம் எப்படி வரும்? யூ ரிக்வயர் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் திதிக்ஷா, tolerance to study Shastra, which are vague statements in the beginning, slowly, slowly, gradually only, they all will reveal the truth. So with this, Chakka Sampatti is over. That's called Shastra Pramana Buddhi, is called Vishwasaha. Looking upon Vedas as primary source of knowledge. Looking at Vedic statements as the primary source of Atma Jnanam, not scientific proof. Veda Pramana, Guru Upadishta Vedanta Vakyam, Adila Vishwasam, Pramanya Buddhi, Idha Pramanam, Idha source of knowledge. You cannot go anywhere for any other source. That is called Vishwasaha. Because science cannot prove or disprove. Science can come, you are not Brahman, and let the science can come and disprove. It cannot disprove. When science cannot disprove, where the science has got right to prove? If you disprove only, you can work for on that, and to scientific proof you can work. When science cannot disprove it, where is the question of proving? So you have no capacity to disprove anything, therefore keep quiet. Then science ni Vedanta ni kondu varadenga. And there are people, there is seminars they are conducting. Scientific relation between Veda and they are thinking they are very highly intelligent. Intelligent na, unintelligent approach that is. Scientific approach na. Vedanta scientific approach. And enna artham na, arakoraya padichirukan artham. He has not studied properly. Not understood the tradition, sampradaya, onnum puriyile en artham. The modern world, for to the world we have to prove scientifically. Why I have to prove scientifically? I need not prove scientifically. Let them come and study, understand. Science cannot enter in this field, they will understand later. Niye odi odi pore avan pinnadi. Western authors, Western scientists, avanu satisfy pannanuma namma. There are some Indians studying Vedanta and they are struggling to see that comparison between science and Vedanta. Highly educated people are doing that type of work. Class irundhu olunga padikka maata. Books ella padichi commentaries padichi they themselves come to decision and they will never get mukti. Who follow them also will not get mukti. Andhenaiva niyamana yathandha. They are blindfolded and people follow them are also blind. All will fall. Next. 25th topic. Mumukshutvam. Mokshe Ichcha. The fourth qualification is Mumukshutvam. Moktum Ichcha. Moktum Ichchuhu Mumukshuhu. A person who desires to free from this cycle of birth and death. Moktum Ichchuhu. Desiderative form. Ichchuhu means a desire. Desirer. Desirer of freedom. Moktum. Freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from sorrow. That is called moksha. Mokshe. Ichcha mumukshutvam. Ichcha means a desire. Mokshe means in liberation. I want to liberate myself from this sorrowful samsara. These are all called what? Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Now he is giving Sruti Pramanam and Smruti Pramanam. We will read that topic number 26. Sruti Pramanam he gives first, then Smruti Pramanam.
Evam Bhutaha Pramatadhikari Shanto Dantam Ityadishrutehe.
Evam Bhutaha. With these qualifications, whoever is endowed with these qualifications, Evam Bhutaha, Pramatadhikarina. Pramata means who use the pramanam to get knowledge is called pramata. Evam bhutaha means who is having first no mumukshutva. First person is not having desire to get moksha. From that he has to what you call amumukshutvam. There is no desire for moksha. அதிலிருந்து அட்லீஸ்ட் மந்த மூக்ஷத்துவம் வரணும். பார்க்கலாம் என்ன வரணும் சொல்றாங்க சுவாமினி, லெட்டஸ் கோனா கொஞ்சம் மந்த முமுக்ஷத்துவம். அந்த மந்த முமுக்ஷத்துவம் ஹேஸ் டு பி கன்வெர்டட் இன்டு தீவிர முமுக்ஷம் முமுக்ஷத்துவம். சோ ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் தீவிர முமுக்ஷத்துவம், எப்படி பசி இருந்த யூ ரன் டு டைனிங் ஹால், நல்ல பசி இருக்கும் போது என்ன பண்ணுவேன், யூ வாண்ட் டு ஈட் சம்திங், you rush wherever some food item is available. And the madri moksham adayanum anna pasi varanam, and the daham varanam. When you are feeling so thirsty, suppose I ask you, come on, let us see the cricket match. You are feeling so thirsty. I'll ask you to come today, nice cricket match or serial, some program, some entertainment. What do you say? I don't want anything. First I want a tumbler of water. I want to drink water. எவ்வளவு தாகமா இருக்கு. ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் எனி திங் நவ், நவ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ட்ரிங்க் வாட்டர். இந்த தாகம் எப்படியோ பசி எப்படியோ இந்த மோக்ஷம் கூட அப்படிதான். வேதாந்த கிளாஸ் சுவாமினி கோ ஆன் டீச்சிங் இயர் டுகெதர், இன்னைக்கு ஒரு நாளாவது கொஞ்சம் என்டர்டைன்மெண்ட் வெளியில போலான்னு. நோ, ஐ கெனாட் மிஸ் வேதாந்த கிளாஸ். மை பிரைமரி ப்ரையாரிட்டி இஸ் ஒன்லி டு வேதாந்த கிளாஸ். Next only anything. வீட்டுல இருக்கிற மெம்பர்ஸ் கோபம் கோபம் வரும், என்ன சண்டே ஆனது, யூ கோ டு சுவாமினி கிளாஸ். வாட் டு டூ, ஐ கேனாட் மிஸ் தட் கிளாஸ். தட் இஸ் கால் தீவிர முமுக்ஷுத்வம். வாட் எவர் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், தீவிர முமுக்ஷுத்வம். ஏவம் பூதா, சச்சி பர்சன், அதுக்குதான் சொல்ல வர. ஏவம் பூதா, இப்படிப்பட்ட தீவிர முமுக்ஷு பிரமாதா, the one who takes the right source of right means to get knowledge. Pramata, a beautiful word. Pramata, he who use the pramanam through which he get prama is called pramata. Who use the right means, right source of knowledge, source means pramanam, for what? To get self knowledge. Therefore he is called pramata. That person is called adhikari, deserved, qualified. Pramata, adhikari, or vidyarthi, we can say arjate vidyan, by whom, that who is seeking for vidya, atma vidyan. What is he? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says Shanto Danta, he has given, author given in the footnote, the back side, Tasmat evam vichyantaha dantaha uparata situkshuhu samahitaha bhutva atmani eva atmanam pashyati. That is a full sentence he has given. Shantaha, who is very tranquil, calm, quiet. Dantaha, whose sense are gone, disciplined, self-restrained. Dantaha, ityadi shrutehe, like this, so many places, Shanto, Danto, so many Upanishads also talk about these qualifications. Mundaka Upanishad, Katho Upanishad, all Upanishads almost, they talk about these qualifications. Lord Krishna says, மனுஷ்யாணாம் சஹஸ்ரேஷு கஸ்சித் யததி சித்தயே யததாமபி சித்தானாம் கஸ்சின் மாம் வேசி தத்வதஹ. வெரி ஃபியூ பீப்புள் டிசைர் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா. அமாங் தோஸ் டிசைரர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வெரி ஃபியூ பீப்புள் ஆர் ஹேவிங் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் to grasp the teaching. Even they grasp the teaching also, sometimes they are not able to attain that ultimate knowledge. They miss by some obstacle or other. Ennamo theriyala. Therefore, Arjuna, very rare people know my real nature. How difficult you see. Even mumukshutvam, I have to qualify myself fully. In full measure, I have to qualify myself. Then naturally, the every statement is very clear. Therefore, we have to serve the Guru. We have to be under the guidance of the Guru. That is going to say later. We'll see there. Shantaha dantaha. Rajo guna, tamo guna person cannot study shastra. Sattvic tattva sanjayate jnanam. Shantaha means what? The one who is tranquil. When you get tranquility? When you are having sattva guna. How sattva guna comes? When you eat a sattvic food. Eating rajasic food and tamasic food, and I want to get shantam. Eppadi varum? Sattvic food, Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna says, sattvic food you have to eat, and you will become sattvic, you will become shantaha, mind is tranquil, it is not restless. Example சொல்லணும்னா கிளாஸ் ல உட்கார்ந்த செல்போன்ல என்ன வருதா என்ன மெசேஜ் வருதா பாத்தீங்கன்னா இது என்னன்னா என்ன சாந்தம் இருக்கு. ஒரு ஒன் அவர் கூட நமக்கு மனசு சாந்தமா இல்ல. தியாகராஜர் சாந்தமும் லேக சௌக்கியமும் லேது. சோ ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் அந்த ஒன் அவர் கூட சம் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் தான் டோன்ட் மிஸ்டேக் மீ நான் சொல்ல வேண்டிய கடமை நான் சொல்லணும். அந்த ஒன் அவர் வந்து ஐ ஆம் டெட் டு த வேர்ல்ட் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டெட் டு மீ ஐ எம் எ தீவிர முமுக்ஷு. யூ சி சுவாமிஜி லெக்சர் ஹால்ல பிளீஸ் சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் யுவர் செல்போன்ஸ் என்று சொன்ன எக்ஸாக்ட் மெடிடேஷன் டைம்ல ரிங் 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 சவுண்ட். இட் ஷோஸ் ஹவு மச் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர், ஹவு மச் நாட் ஹேவிங் சென்சிட்டிவிட்டி அட் ஆல். ஹவு சச் எ கிரேட் டீச்சர் இஸ் வென் ஹி இஸ் டாக்கிங் இன் த ஹால், ஹவு யுவர் செல்ஃபோன் and telephone can give such a type of disturbance. That's the restless people are restless. 1 hour I switch off my cell phone, why I have to answer? I have my own study, I have my own sadhana. I need not answer to the whole world keeping cell phone all the time, standing on my toes. I want to keep myself inner leisure, happy, relaxed. Every day it comes, in spite of announcement. And the people enna alavukku sensitive a irukkaangala paarunga. Very difficult. Shantahana amaidhiya irukkanum manasu. And amaidhiya irukkira manasukku da he is only adhikari. Adhikari qualified person. Dantaha, sense organs are disciplined. I have no connection. My primary role is with Bhagavan. Connected to Bhagavan subject. That's all. பூஜை பண்ணும் போது நோ செல்போன், மந்திரம் படிக்கும் போது நோ செல்போன், சாப்பிடும் போது நோ செல்போன், நோ போன் ஏட்டார். சுவாமி இப்படி எல்லாம் சொன்ன முடியாத காரியம். நான் சொல்லல, சாஸ்திர சாந்தா தாந்தா இத்தியாதி ஸ்ருதே பிருஹதாரண்யகா எக்ஸெட்ரா ஸ்ருதி சேஸ் உக்தஞ்ச. சின்ஸ் தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மென்ஷன்ட் இன் த சாஸ்திர, தட் பர்சன் அலோன் இஸ் அதிகாரி. நாட் ஓன்லி ஸ்ருதி, you see the smriti also from upadesha sahasri. The author quotes one shloka. We will read this shloka. Smriti pramana, this is also written by Shankaracharya. Upadesha sahasri, very beautiful terse subject this is. I hope in future I will take this text, but you have to qualify to study this. Ipo edutha ni class ku varamaatad naan konja naal prepare panni. I had to prepare you to teach Panchadashi, Upadesha Sahasri. All are very, very wonderful texts. Class gununga vandadane you can be prepared to that. We'll read. Prashanta chittaya jitendriyaya cha. ப்ரஸ்த்ரீண தோஷாய யதோக்த காரிணே. ப்ரஸ்த்ரீண தோஷாய யதோக்த காரிணே.
gunanvitayanugataya sarvadam. Tayanugataya sarvadam. Pradeyamete satatam mumukshave.
The minimum qualification Sanskrit language. இதுக்கு புக்கு டிரான்ஸ்லேட்டரேஷன் கிடையாது. யூ ஹாவ் டு ரீட் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் ஸ்லோகா. எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்லோகா. பட் ஸ்லோகா டெல்ஸ் திஸ் டீச்சிங், திஸ் வேதாந்த சார டீச்சிங் ஷுட் பி கிவன் ஆர் எனி வேதிக் வேதாந்த டீச்சிங் ஷுட் பி கிவன் டு எ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹி டு ஹூம் யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் பிரசாந்த சித்தாய. Whose mind is tranquil, prashanta mind. Whose mind is free from restlessness. Whose mind is calm, serene, pious. Chittaya means fourth case. Chaturthi vibhakti. So such student, number one. Number two, another qualification. Jitendriyaya cha. Means and Jitendriya. Indriya means sense organ. Jitendriya means the one who has conquered his sense organ, who has disciplined his sense organ. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, touch, all the sense organs are well disciplined, well restrained. Jitendriya cha, well conquered. He is not a slave to his sense organs, sense pleasures. He knows what is required, what to provide for the sense organs, what not to provide. He is very well organized in Artham. He is not carried away by TV programs, cinema programs or other entertainment or any food or any other sort of sense pleasures. He will not carry away by them. He knows what he wants, what to provide to the sense organs. Jitendriyaya cha. Number three, prahina doshaya. Prahina means free from. Doshaya, from those doshas, any defects. Whose sins are washed off. Who is free from all defects. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaniyana. Jealousy, anger, hatred, desire, passion, from all these doshas, prahina, they all become insignificant, weak. All doshas will become weak. Who is free from all doshas? Who is anxiety free? Anxiety is also a type of dosha. Too much anxiety. Padapadappu, palpitation, tondra. இந்த மாதிரி பீப்புள் வாண்ட் டு டூ சம்திங், கொஞ்சம் உட்காருனம்னா தனித்திரு விழித்திரு பசித்திரு. தனித்திருன்னா தனியா இருன்னா, அம்மா சாமி தனியா இருந்தா பைத்தியம் பிடிச்சிடும். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன் ஆஃப் த பெஸ்ட் குவாலிபிகேஷன் டு என்டர் இன் டு ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஃபீல்டு வேதாந்தா. தனியா இருந்து கத்துக்கோ, அதுல எவ்வளவு ஆனந்தம் இருக்க தெரியுமோ, அதுதான் தனித்திருன்னு சொல்லறது. You can do your sadhana. இல்ல கலகலா இருக்கணும், இல்ல எப்பவுமே சத்தனா இருக்கணும்னா நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த் தான். அந்த மாதிரி மனப்பான்மை இருந்தா you cannot do sadhana. Quietitude, ஏகாகி, யதசித்தாத்மா. So that is called grahi prahina doshaya. Yathokta karini. Yatha uktam yathoktam. Karini, the one who performs all the rituals, sadhanas given or prescribed by Shastra. Pancha Maha Yajna, minimum doing Daiva Puja every day. And he is of 10 minutes doing Namaskara, prayer for the world peace. That's Daiva Puja. Either 10 minutes or half an hour or 1 hour or going to the temple, pradakshinam, Daiva Puja. ரிஷி யஜ்ஞம் சாண்டிங் எவ்ரிடே. விஷ்ணு சாஸ்திரம் ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணி செல்போன்ல பேசிட்டு இருப்பான், இது பக்கம் சப்கான்சியஸ்ல போயிட்டே இருக்கும். விஷ்ணு சகஸ்ரநாமம் ஹலோ உடனே நிச்சயம் பிரம்மனா போயிட்டு இந்த செல்போன் எங்கேயோ இருக்கிற யாருன்னா செல்போன் இருக்கு. ஆல் பர் வேடிங் ஆல் பர் வேடிங் பிரம்மன் கத்துக்கோன்னு தெரிஞ்சுக்கோன்னு சொன்ன ஆல் பர் வேடிங் என்னவர் ஏ பர்சன் டூ நமஸ்கார ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டமான கீழே விழுது என்னவோ தெரியுமா செல்போன். சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணும் போது ஐ எம் வாட்சிங் ஃப்ரம் மெனி இயர்ஸ் எனக்கு ரொம்ப கஷ்டமா இருக்கும் ஐயோ உடஞ்சு போயிடுவோம். ஏன்னா இந்த பாக்கெட்ல வச்சு எடுக்கிறதுக்கு டைம் ஆயிடும் இப்ப இந்த பாக்கெட்ல வைப்போம் அது வைக்கும் போது என்னது அது இருக்கிறது தெரியாம நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணி விடமான கீழே விழுந்துடும். ஆள் பருவேடி யதா முக்த காரணம் அந்த ரிஷி யக்னம் சாண்டிங் கொஞ்ச நேரம் பண்ணுறது தென் மனுஷ யக்னம் சோசியல் சர்வீஸ் சர்விங் டு எல்டர்ஸ் சர்விங் டு த பூர் பீப்புள் அண்ட் பூத யக்னம் சர்விங் டு த அனிமல்ஸ் பேர்ட்ஸ் பிளான்ஸ் பூத யக்னம் இது ஆல் ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா யதா உக்த காரிணி யதோக்த காரிணி டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் பேரண்ட்ஸ் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் கிராண்ட் பேரண்ட்ஸ் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் மை சொசைட்டி நெய்பர்ஸ் இது ஆல் கால்டு யதோக்த காரிணம் எ பர்சன் ஹூ பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஸ் செட் பை த குரு ஆஸ் செட் பை த சாஸ்திரா ஆஸ் செட் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்டு பை தி அவர் வேதாஸ் யதோக்த காரிணி ஆர் ஆஸ் செட் பை த குரு குரு பிரிஸ்கிரைப் சர்டன் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் சொன்னதுக்கு அப்புறம் நாலு மாசம் கழிச்சு பண்ணுவான் மறந்துட்ட சாமி ஞாபகமே இல்லைன்னா எப்படி இருக்கும். வாட் எவர் குரு சேஸ் வித்தவுட் பேட்டிங் மை ஐஸ் ஐ ஹவ் டு டூ தட் ஆல் நோ செகண்ட் தாட் அந்த அளவுக்கு ஸ்ரத்த இருக்கணும். சொன்னதே ஞாபகம் இல்லைன்னா இது வேற என்ன ஸ்ரத்தா எது சொன்னாலும் குரு சொன்னா குரு வார்த்தை அவ்வளவுதான் வேத வாக்கு பண்ணணும். அந்த அளவுக்கு ஸ்ரத்தா இருந்தாதான் இந்த No, the preparation of the mind takes place. Guru kita padichadane first thing. Idella panna mudiyum. So, yathokta karini. Next, fifth one is gunanvitaya. Who is endowed with good virtues. It's full of virtues. Guna anvitaya. Anugataya. Sarvada. Who is submissive. Who is obedient. Vinayam. Who is having vinayam, anugataya means who listens to parents, who listens to the teacher, who listens to the elders, anugataya. Sarvada, all the time, not one day or other, or one day or 2 days, 1 week. Sarvada means lifelong. Very, very obedient, with full of humility. Such person. Pradeyam, to such person give this teaching. And then also, those who is not having this qualification, don't give this teaching. Warning to the teacher. Pradeyam etat, etat vedantam should be given, impart to those. Pradeyam means impart. Give to those qualified students. Who are they? Satatam mumukshave. Such person who is having this above said qualification, he is called mumukshu. To such mumukshu, mumukshave, to such mumukshu, this teaching should be given. Next, 27th topic. With this, adhikari over. Anubandha Chatushtayana, one over. We have started there and have completed here 26. Now, 27th onwards, Vishayaha. Vishayaha, Jeeva Brahmaikyam. சுத்தசைதன்யம் ப்ரமேயம் தத்ரயேவ வேதாந்தானாம் தாத்பர்யாத் விஷயஹ. தி சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் இஸ் ஜீவ பிரம்ம ஐக்கியம். Jiva means the individual or Jivatma. Brahma means the Paramatma, the total, Samashti. Aikya means identity, oneness. I, the Jivatma, am identical with the total Brahman, the Paramatma. This Aikya Jnanam. Who is that Brahman? Shuddha Chaitanyam. Pure consciousness. Chaitanya means consciousness. Shuddha means pure. Shuddha Chaitanyam. Prameyam means the subject matter. That Shuddha Chaitanyam is the subject matter of Vedanta. Pramayaha Iyam Prameyam. Which is the knowledge subject matter in this Brahman. Prameyam. Tatra eva, regarding this Brahman topic alone, Shuddha Chaitanyam alone, pure consciousness subject matter is the tatparyam, purport, central theme of Vedantanam, of the Vedanta, end portion. Swamiji don't like this end portion, sollakudada, Vedanta. The central theme of Vedas, that is called Vedanta. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.